The CSX Files.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Baton Rouge. Police in Baton Rouge recently got several reports about a sinkhole in the middle of the road.
So what? We're in Michigan. We have sinkholes now?
Yeah,
now.
That's normal.
Now.
Okay, so what's the deal?
At least two people said they had to swerve to avoid it, almost crashed, so the police went to check it out. Couldn't find a sinkhole. How do you not find a sinkhole? They did find something else, though. It wasn't a sinkhole. It was a whole sink. A bathroom sink, countertop and all, had dropped into the middle of the road. And the dispatcher mistakenly heard sinkhole instead of a whole sink. So they think it was right around the corner from a Home Depot. Someone was remodeling and left their old one behind. Cops moved it out of the road. Their Facebook post, yeah, put up on Facebook. So there you go. The whole sink. Which in Louisiana is not, it's kind of weird too, because they have very strange deals they do with their roads. Like,
really?
We have the patch kit crews that go out and do that stuff.
Yeah.
They actually use condiments to fill it. Hellman's, they have a whole contract with them.
Really?
You've never seen that?
No.
Cinco de Mayo. Not a lot of sinkhole jokes
that
out there. I looked.
Creative,
yeah,
though.
I Googled that.
That
Google said, really? Is that what you're looking for? Okay. Second story.
Let's go across the pond.
Okay.
That's a good accent.
No.
Chris Ford, he was taking a walk on a beach. There was a storm recently off the coast of England.
Sure.
And he wanted to get some driftwood. I don't know if he does projects with it or whatever.
It's cool.
Yeah. But as he was walking, he looked over into the water and noticed a woman struggling in the surf. So he took off, was able to get a hold of her and pull her out and rescue her. Thank God, right?
Right.
He realized that it was just a very large-chested sex doll.
He saved a sex doll.
Yes.
Is that his story?
That's, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. He I just got, happened to find this here.
You
it's
got,
not mine.
Dude, you got caught and came up with that story. He did. That is, none of that is true. Yeah, and then Bigfoot gave it to me. There's a guy living on Mars. Come on.
The storm came by, washed this thing up, took it out of somebody's house.
You live 12 miles from the beach. I don't know. It just came in there. Okay.
Oh, man.
Is that what he's going with?
Yeah, and inside that storm, it was funny, though, because he said it looked exactly like one of the most famous adult film stars. You know who?
Who?
Stormy Daniels. Yep. Gives a different meaning to the word driftwood. That one doesn't work. I wrote four things down in that. I'm not using the rest of them.
Let me see him. Yeah, that's him. He actually typed them out.
I thought, I know. It's...
Whoever lost this is going to be super, super mermad. These are real. The new Sharknado movie is getting out of control.
I was trying to be creative.
No, you put the work in. We appreciate that. Wow. No, don't tear that up. That could be an MAB award-winning segment right there. Okay, finally. Wow. No, it's good. I saw this. The Idaho Potato Commission has created a limited edition potato perfume that smells like a fresh plate of French fries. It's sold out, but there's a contest on social media, of course, to win a free bottle. They named the perfume Irresistible. Come on. Come on. I want this. Come on, if Heidi smelled like Wendy's French fries, you'd have two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what you would call your kids when they're born after potato perfume was involved?
What's that?
Your little tater tots. I wrote another one down.
Did you?
You know, you call a guy who wears a potato perfume?
What's that?
A spud muffin.